Monday Morning Headline, brought to you by Airwick, spelled A-I-R-W-I-C-K. Airwick, the little bottle with the magic wick that kills all unpleasant indoor odors and makes indoor air country fresh. This is Don Gardner with the news from all over the world, the news that will be tomorrow morning's headlines. Monday Morning Headlines. Washington. President Truman said just a few minutes ago he will sign the Republican-sponsored voluntary anti-inflation bill tomorrow, but only because some measure is needed and nothing better could be gotten from Congress. Mr. Truman issued a personal announcement blasting the Republican bill as a pitifully inadequate weapon in the fight against inflation. Mr. Truman said that he was signing the measure with a sense of deep, deep disappointment. He added that the administration would utilize the powers granted to their fullest extent, but that the public must not be misled into believing that the bill would do the necessary job. Inflation and the high cost of living confront the American people, all the American people, with a grave danger, the president said. He added that unchecked inflation could bring in a serious depression that can cause untold hardship. And the president continued, I would be shirking my responsibility if I did not protest against the obvious insufficiency of this legislation. Mr. Truman added that he hopes Congress will see fit to write what he terms better anti-inflation legislation when it reconvenes in January. And then he went on blasting at particular clauses and definitions within the measure itself. The section most sharply criticized was that providing voluntary agreements among businessmen for the allocation and control of scarce commodities. Such an agreement, if approved by the Attorney General, apparently would exempt the businessmen from liability under the antitrust laws. And Mr. Truman added that if the businessmen themselves did not enter into agreements, the government would be powerless to force them, or for that matter even to improve on the agreements that were reached. The president also objected to the section which recommends that he ask specific controls from Congress and then wait for congressional approval. Such a procedure, he said, would reverse our whole theory of government. And the president declared, it is far too late in the fight against inflation to place our main reliance upon voluntary action. Washington. Maine Senator Wallace White, majority floor leader, recommends Democratic-Republican cooperation on inflation and other big domestic problems as well as foreign affairs. Senator White earlier announced that he was retiring at the close of the 80th Congress. And today he told newsmen that he thought the Republicans must come forward with an affirmative program if they hope for success in the 1948 election. Said the Maine senator, we are never going to get anywhere politically by mere fault-finding. We must offer an affirmative program to the people and hope that we can cooperate with the Democrats and they with us. The Democrats, Senator White thought, could show their will to cooperate through administration of the anti-inflation bill passed by the Republican Congress and castigated today by President Truman. London. British officials have confirmed the signing of a new trade agreement between their country and the Russians. But they add that the terms will not be revealed officially until Monday tomorrow. The Russian news agency TASS, however, already has announced unofficially some of the agreements reached. Under the pact, says TASS, Britain is to receive some 750,000 tons of grain from Russia. In return, the British are to assist the Soviets in placing orders for industrial equipment and such commodities as wool, rubber, aluminum, cocoa, and coffee. More headlines in just a minute. And now, we're in the midst of one of the gayest holiday seasons we have ever known. And of course, the holidays mean entertaining. And entertaining, of course, means Airwick. Yes, Airwick. The little bottle with the magic wick that kills all unpleasant household odors and makes indoor air country fresh. Fastidious housewives know that Airwick is an everyday necessity, but it is doubly important on festive occasions. The odor of stale tobacco is very offensive to people who do not smoke. The odors of cooking are apt to linger on unpleasantly, particularly when windows are closed. Airwick kills all unpleasant odors such as these quickly and simply. All you do is uncap the bottle and pull up the wick. There's nothing to burn, nothing to spray. And you'll find that Airwick costs only a penny or so a day to use. Why risk offending? Ask for Airwick by name. And now back to Monday Morning Headlines. Naples, The first shipment of Friendship train food to reach Italy arrived in Naples today aboard the American steamship Exeria. Food from the ship is already being unloaded and sent to orphanages, hospitals for the war wounded, and other institutions. But there will be an official welcome tomorrow, presided over by Italy's foreign minister, the American ambassador, and others. A second shipload of Friendship train food is due to arrive soon in northern Italy in the port of Genoa, and a third will dock at Naples again on January 7th. Alexandria, Egypt. Italy's former king, Vittorio Emmanuel III, is dead. The head of the House of Savoy died early today of pneumonia in his Egyptian exile. He was 78 years old. Vittorio Emmanuel came to the Italian throne around the turn of the century. During the First World War, he made himself highly popular with the Italian people. He made visits to the fighting fronts and generally identified his own interests with those of the people he governed. In 1922, instead of fighting the fascist march on Rome, Emmanuel gave in to them and made Mussolini his first minister. Mussolini took over the whip hand from there on, forcing the king to play second fiddle. But in 1946, Emmanuel got his revenge. He cut the political ground from under Mussolini, then surrendered his country to the Allies, and in an apparent bid to re-win popular Italian support and please the Allies at the same time, Emmanuel threw Italy back into the war, this time as a co-belligerent against the Germans. But the people had had enough. Even after Emmanuel tried to save the House of Savoy by abdicating in favor of his son, the Italians voted to abolish the monarch, to set up a republic, and to send Emmanuel, his son, and his family into exile. Manila, the Filipino press calls the typhoon which recently swept the islands the worst disaster to hit the Philippines in 42 years. Reports on damage and loss of life are still coming in from areas where communications have been seriously crippled or destroyed altogether. The worst disaster caused by the typhoon was the sinking of the Danish motor ship, the Kina. The ship was smashed to bits Christmas Eve on a rocky bar off Samar Island, killing up to 35 of the 64 persons aboard her. Fairbanks, Alaska. Air Force officers in Alaska are rushing preparations for the rescue attempt they hope will bring some B-29 survivors off the ice in the northern part of the country. The B-29, piloted by Lieutenant Vern Arnett, who figured recently in two other Arctic crashes, has been missing since last Tuesday. Yesterday, rescue flyers sighted the plane's wreckage and reported that they had also seen what looked like four survivors. But it has still to be determined definitely whether the men sighted on the ground were survivors of the plane or Eskimos attracted by the crash. Brigadier General Frank V. Everest, commander of the Yukon sector of the Alaskan Command, has flown to Nome to direct operations. It's thought probable that a light plane or helicopter will be used to reach the downed B-29. Rescue attempts, it is admitted, will be difficult because of the heavy snow and pack ice around the wrecked B-29. Rangoon. Burma, long a protectorate of Britain, will get its independence at 5 o'clock on the morning of January 4th. Official announcement of the deadline was made today. Under the terms of the Independence Act, Britain will withdraw all military personnel from the country. In return, the Burmese have agreed to negotiate a trade pact with the British. The terms of the trade agreement, as well as the independence treaty, will have to be passed by the Burmese Parliament, which takes over as soon as the independence deadline arrives. Jerusalem. Palestine communal fighting claimed an additional 17 lives today, 9 Arabs, 7 Jews, and 1 British soldier. The fiercest fighting took place when Haganah squads attacked Arabs in the Jerusalem suburb of Romina with grenades and Tommy guns. 8 Arabs and 2 Jews died in that outbreak alone. And Haganah sources promise that more reprisal attacks will be made for everyone launched by the Arabs. New York. The top editor of the New Republic magazine, William Harlan Hale, has resigned because of intra-staff arguments over how the magazine should treat the political ambitions of Henry Wallace. Other officials admit that there have been many of these arguments, but add that the magazine's editors usually disagree on almost any subject. Michael Strait, publisher of the New Republic, says there have been a lot of conferences to decide what should be done about Wallace if the former vice president decides to run for the presidency on a third party ticket. The result of these conferences, Mr. Strait adds, was the decision not to come out against Wallace's candidacy, also to continue Wallace in his present job with the magazine, and to carry his articles as usual from week to week. More news in just a second. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. When friends drop in of an evening, writes Mrs. George Hartell, I always make sure to have a bottle of Airwick open. The odor of tobacco, particularly when a number of people are smoking, can be very offensive. I'm so happy I've learned about Airwick. Well, thank you, Mrs. Hartell. And thanks, too, on this last Sunday before the new year, to all the thousands of others who have written to tell us about their experiences with Airwick. Remember, if you are planning to entertain on New Year's Eve, make sure to have several bottles of Airwick on hand. Airwick, the little bottle with the magic wick which keeps the air country fresh upstairs and down. Airwick contains more than 125 compounds as found in nature, as well as chlorophyll, the miracle-working green substance found in all growing plants. Airwick is fully protected by United States patent and cannot be duplicated. Put Airwick for New Year's Eve on the top of tomorrow morning's shopping list. And now, more news. Chicago. The Chicago Cardinals today beat the Philadelphia Eagles 28-21 to take their first National Football League championship in 22 years. 35,000 shivering fans turned out to watch the contest and see Charlie Trippi and Elmer Angsman spark the Cards to their victory. Trippi scored in both the first and third quarters on 44 and 75-yard runs, respectively. And Angsman went 70 yards in both the second and fourth periods for the other tallies. Washington. Senator Milliken, Colorado Republican, has come up with a proposal he hopes will stop further Senate and House clashes over budget slashings. The new Congressional Reorganization Act, as you probably know, calls for Congress to work out its own budget for government spending. But last spring, during the first tryout of the act, the Republican-dominated houses of Congress couldn't even get together on how much they wanted to cut from President Truman's budget estimates. To avoid a duplication of this squabble, Senator Milliken suggests that Congress find some method of determining how much money the government must spend, probably call in the Federal Comptroller General to lend a hand, and then to decide on what appropriation should be made. Senator Milliken believes a joint congressional committee should be set up to thrash out the matter before the budget goes to both houses of Congress. New York. New York City is still battling to dig out of its worst snowstorm in history and slowly gaining the upper hand. 17,000 men and 2,000 pieces of equipment are working on overtime shifts to clear away the snow. And they were helped in their fight by a bright sun that shone through New York most of the day. Subway and rail lines are back to normal or nearly so, and the biggest fight now is to get surface transportation vehicles going again and the streets cleared. Washington. President Truman today launched with his family aboard the presidential yacht Williamsburg. The first family, along with the president's relatives from Missouri, drove to the Washington Navy Yard around noon. Later in the afternoon, after lunch, they all returned to the White House. New York. Mrs. Eleanor Roosevelt believes the beginning of American-Russian agreement probably could start with the attitude both countries hold toward the social rights of man. In a radio address today, Mrs. Roosevelt cited Russian actions at the recent Switzerland meeting of the United Nations Commission on Human Rights. There, she said, the Soviets emphasized the right of man to a job, the right to paid vacations, and the right to decent working conditions. And these subjects, Mrs. Roosevelt adds, Americans could agree with to the fullest extent. And that is the news that will make Monday morning headlines, Airwick's regular Sunday feature. Airwick, spelled A-I-R-W-I-C-K, Airwick, the little bottle with the magic wick that kills all unpleasant household odors. So why risk offending? Airwick makes indoor air country fresh. This is Don Gardner suggesting that you put Airwick at the top of tomorrow morning's shopping list. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.